In a couple of minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in. I almost forgot to introduce him. We better let people know before he calls. And we have Chris Duke, who is the automotive improvement expert and also a tool guy, right?
That's pretty cool. He's like Tim the Toolman Taylor from Home Improvement.
Yeah, I know. So that would sound pretty cool. He's got his own show, so we'll talk to him about that. Okay, we have our guest calling in, so let's go ahead and take that. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
This is Chris Duke calling in.
Yes, Chris. Good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hi.
I'm a minute early. Is that okay?
That's fine, Chris. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. So you, Chris, the real Toolman Duke.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. So where are you calling us from today, Chris?
Just down the street from you in San Diego.
Oh, it is almost down the street. Yeah. Is that? did you grow up there or did you move there from somewhere else?
Actually, I grew up in the Seattle area and moved down here. And my background is with IT and tech and also doing editorial for automotive. And so I just kind of took my passion for that and turned it into a TV show at some point, having no background in doing so.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty cool. So you have a lot of different interests and stuff that apparently... And because you deal, you have a motors.tv, that's a show on cars, right?
Yeah, it's motors, M-O-T-O-R-Z, .tv is the website, and it's a DIY, it's automotive improvements. So we show people how to improve their vehicles, how to maintain them. So we've done everything from work on cars and trucks, showing how to do suspension, performance, just about everything, interior, exterior, exhaust, you know, steps, and then just basic maintenance and things that you would normally do to your car, like change your oil.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. So, I mean, is this... aimed at the average person or more people that know about cars?
It's aimed at both. We hear from viewers all the time that are watching it with their whole families, from, you know, the mom and dad to their kids. So it really appeals to quite a wide audience. And what I've been doing on the show, it's this is the seventh year, and we're about ready to start our seventh season and publish our 83rd episode, which is online and also TV. But it appeals to such a wide audience because it's something that's entertaining. It's not there's not a whole lot of tech speak. You know, the instructions for installing, let's say, a supercharger, which is something that we've done several times on the show, you know, might get really techy. You know, I kind of take that tech speak and kind of, you know, I don't want to say dumb it down, but that's the best thing I can think of right now. But basically dumb it down so that it's something that, that anybody can digest who's watching the show.
Right. Now, where can people watch this show? Is this online, on TV, both?
Yeah, the main distribution partner that we have is called U2 America, which is actually Time Warner. So if you have Time Warner cable, you can watch it Wednesdays at 8 p.m. It actually starts at 5. They have a couple of episodes, but Time Warner cable is the biggest. It's also on a bunch of other different networks throughout the country. If you go to our website, there's a TV page that kind of lists all the distribution partners that we have. But the main one is Time Warner cable, but you can also watch it online at our website, motors.tv, and it's on YouTube, full episodes. So those same full episodes that you watch on TV with all those commercials are also available online.
I see. Wow, that's pretty cool. So you've been doing this for 7 years now.
And yeah.
So you started it about the time I started the station. So that was 2008. Right?
Yeah.
Very
right
cool.
There, yeah.
Well, congratulations to you. I mean, there's, I think you've packaged it nicely and, you know, obviously you got a lot of distribution for it. So that's pretty cool that you can be seen around the world. How did the idea come about for you?
Well, it really started because I'm a car guy, I'm a car nut, and, you know, like I said, my background is in editorial about writing about how to do these things to vehicles. I was an editor for a magazine for a while, and I just got kind of frustrated with being confined to just text and a couple of small photos, especially when it comes to like a step-by-step DIY type thing. You know, here's a little tiny photo that you can see in print, and here's a description. With video, there's so much more. And so I looked to television, the existing car shows that were out there, to see what they had to offer, and frustratingly they would go to a commercial break and come back and a lot of the steps were done, especially the hard stuff. And so what we do on Motors is show viewers exactly how to do it. Don't miss any steps unless we've covered it before, and then I reference past episode, but we show exactly which tools that you need to do the job, why you're doing it, and that's just something that kind of was frustrating me with some of these other car shows, because I'd watch them and I'd want to know how to install something or do something to my vehicle, and they would skip over that stuff. So, you know, having no hosting experience or video production experience or anything, you know, I'm down here in San Diego, not up in LA where everything is happening. So I just kind of figured things out. And it initially started as an internet-only show just on YouTube, but now it's grown. We've got 62,000 subscribers on Roku.
Oh wow!
Which is a you know, set top box or a stick, and about that same amount on YouTube, and you know, over 100 million homes in the U.S. coast to coast up in Canada. So the distribution has continued to grow over the years, and what's really fun for me is that these TV stations will contact me. I actually haven't contacted anybody in a few years. They'll contact me. They'll see the show somewhere else, and they'll approach me and say, hey, we'd like to carry your show. And so that's how the distribution has grown from, you know, just like 2 million homes to 20 million homes to 80 million homes. And now actually the combined total is over 182 million homes, which is kind of an insane number to talk about because there's only 100 million homes in the U.S., but there's a lot of overlap between different broadcasts and cable channels. So it's right. Really taken off, and it's a lot of fun.
Right. Now, I'm wondering, how did you learn to do all these things? Do you have like mechanics with you and people that understand, or do you do everything yourself?
Yeah, I have help, of course. I do a lot of research before we film an episode, but I also have really good people that are around that help me out that have either done it before or we figure it out. And here's a trick that we do a lot with DIY, since, you know, we've got a vehicle. Usually there's another half to the vehicle that we don't have to film. So if we have to, let's say, show a brake installation, we'll show the passenger, or we will actually do it first on the passenger side of the vehicle, and then we'll film it being done on the driver's side, you know, on camera. So we've already just done it. We figured out, you know, which tools we need and, you know, where to put your hands and stuff for the camera, and then we'll actually film it on the driver's side. So, but yeah, a lot of research, and it's just a lot of fun. I'm not a mechanic. My background is in tech, software development and stuff like that. So for me to do this is just a passion.
Yeah. Now, are you still working in information technology and things like that?
Yeah, it's still a fun thing for me to do, but my main thing is automotive. It's really what I like to do. So
cool.
Yeah.
So you managed to take a hobby or something that you really like and make a big deal out of it in your life, which
right.
is cool. Yeah.
Kind of like
yeah,
you, definitely. Sam.
Yeah, I guess so in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is cool. So now now all the past shows are available on your website as well, or mm-hmm. in all these places, right? YouTube and all that. So if people missed an episode, they can check out past shows.
Yeah, all the episodes are at our website. Again, it's motorz.tv on YouTube. I think it's youtube.com/motorztv. You have to add the TV to that. Roku. Now it's on Amazon Fire TV. You know, I was just talking about how distribution partners, especially television, will contact me to get motors. And Amazon is one of those examples. About a month ago, they contacted me out of the blue, and they said, hey, we want to have your content on Amazon Fire TV, which is they've got a stick that you can put into your HDMI port on your TV. Right. They've also got a small set-top box that you can plug in as well.
Yeah, I have that one. It's pretty cool, actually. And well, that's very cool. So you've been serious about this, and obviously you made a lot of headway, and that's very cool. So if people want to find out more, I guess you can find out all the places where you can see it, including online at the website motorz.tv.
And, that's right.
And you also have a website of your own, chrisduke.tv. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's just a website that my fans can follow me, and there's an appearances page that talks about all the different places that that I make appearances at and other radio shows and things like that. And like this weekend, I'm going to be filming an off-road event at Tierra del Sol, which is out in the desert here of San Diego. They're having a safari, and so we're going out there Friday through Sunday to cover that event. But I also have a blog where I talk about you know, what I'm doing, and there's a bunch of articles about tools and and about motors and things like that. So it's not just motors, but all the other things that I'm involved with.
Sounds very good. Well, Chris, very impressive. It sounds great to me. You know, I mean, I'm into cars. I'm not as much into fixing them, but so I get new cars, so I don't have to do anything with it.
Yeah, that's a good way to go.
Yeah. But I remember when I was a teenager, I had like a, you know, piece of crap car, and I had to fix it all the time, you know, so I had to learn how to replace a water pump and things like that, but no more, man. But I guess when you like it, it's fun, right?
Oh, yeah, it's fun for me to get out there in the studio, and I do it even when we're not filming, you know. I just, it's my relaxing thing to do, which is to go out in the studio, and which is actually my two-car garage turned into a television studio with all the lights and everything else. So just over the years, in fact, you can watch some of the early episodes of Motors from the first season, you know, 7 years ago, and you can see that it looks like a two-car garage, but now it's slowly turned into a studio. But that's what it is for me. It's relaxing. I love to go out there, turn on some music, turn on the lights, and start wrenching away. It's fun.
Very cool. Now, do you have family also that...
That no longer gets to park in that garage?
Yeah, exactly.
yeah. There's many times, many weeks and weekends where my wife cannot park her car in the garage. But yeah, I've got a wife and two daughters.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations, Chris. Everybody go out, check out the show. Again, the website motors.tv, that's motors with a Z, and you can find out everything about Chris. Chris Duke, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Sam and Jen.
Yes, I'm eager now to watch the show, so I'm going to check it out for sure.
All right, I appreciate it.
Okay, Chris, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.